today is between master and disciples, the true possession of spiritual practitioners will be presented in English, with subtitles in Arabic, Awlaksis or Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Croatian, Czech, Slovak, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Russian, Spanish, and Thai. Célèbre pour sa déclaration des droits de l'homme et du citoyen, la France a mis au premier plan les principes de liberté, d'égalité et de fraternité. En tant que nation, la France a offert au monde de grandes contributions culturelles, scientifiques et humanitaires. Plusieurs éminents individus d'origine française ont incarné l'esprit de solidarité mondiale à travers des organisations remarquables telles que Médecins Sans Frontières et Emmaüs International. Durant sa tournée mondiale de conférences en 1993, le maître suprême Ching Hai a accepté l'invitation de chercheurs de vérité sincères à visiter cette ancienne terre de romances et d'histoires colorées pour partager sa sagesse et sa connaissance de la vérité. Nous vous invitons à présent à suivre la discussion entre le maître suprême Ching Hai et les membres de notre association lors d'un rassemblement international à Paris, en France, le 24 décembre 2007, intitulé « Ce que possèdent réellement les pratiquants spirituels ».
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Tell your husband, listen to Frank Sinatra. Yeah. Is that for me or for Frank Sinatra? No, because he's Italian, no? There's a song he sings beautifully, you know? Tell her you love her. Tell her you love her today. Yeah? With a kiss or two, her life is sunny, yeah? Give her the reason to live. She needs the love that you give. Always sharing, always caring. Everything you do. When somebody love you like I love you. It's caring, sharing, huh? Caring and sharing. Sharing not just a good time, but a bad time as well. Sharing the burden of the family, yeah? Sharing the responsibility. Mostly women do too much in the house. It's truly like that. Because men, they don't see things, they don't see details. Yeah, women see too much, do too much. It's a mother instinct, but sometimes too much make you tired, okay? That's why you don't have fun. Maybe that's the problem. Is it the problem? What I'm telling you, is that the problem or not? Where is the problem?
Partially so. Yeah? I think I push myself also. So I do as much as I can, and then there's, you know, there's requests.
Yeah. Then tell them no.
Yeah.
Tell them later.
Yeah. Yeah.
If they request it, just say, oh, take it easy. We will try to do it later. We will tell you when we are ready.
Okay.
It's very simple.
Okay.
They request.
Yeah.
But if you're not ready, you're not ready.
Yeah.
Huh? Okay?
Okay.
And meanwhile, you buy yourself time. And if you think you can do it, then you buy something. You get the technique. Acquaint yourself with whatever you want to do, if you can. Okay. If you cannot, then you cannot. You say, we can't. We cannot.
Okay.
Huh?
Okay.
No possible. That's all? Okay?
Okay. Thank you,
yeah.
Master.
And you ask your husband to do it, because he's a man. He's good with techniques.
Yeah, but he's already overloaded 120%.
Yeah, 120%.
Yeah.
Wow. Poor guy.
Because we actually bought some land, and it's 7 hectares of beautiful land, and we're going to create first a family home, but it's all going to be sustainable. We're going to be straw bale and raw earth houses, solar panel, self-sufficiency, sustainable living, permaculture.
So why should you not be happy?
I'm really looking forward to that.
Oh, yeah, that should be fun already.
Yeah.
My God, you complain a lot.
Yeah, I tell myself, too, I should just be happy with what I have and stop, you know.
I think you're, I don't know, something lacking. No, no, something missing in your life. You need some juice, yeah. Some jest, yeah. Something that make you truly happy. Maybe it's not the house that you want. You just buy it because you're lonely. You don't feel enough. You know, maybe family life. It's not jessy as you want. Yeah? Because most people, when they're lacking of romantic feeling, you know, they do many other things, but they feel very powerless, you know? Less energy. So you have to look truly where the problem lay and work on that, you know?
Okay.
Maybe husband too busy. 100%, 120%, that is a dead man. Supportive but dead. You can't get anything out of him. Except the word supportive written over here, nothing else happening. So you feel dry up. Yeah? Okay? Burn out. So you have to look through, really, what is the problem? What is it that you want? Okay? Don't cover up with work and with land and house and whatever that you think there is. No, no, don't cover it up, okay?
Okay.
If you have a boy here, you address the boy, don't just wear some nice clothes over it. It won't get any better.
Okay.
All right, next one. You know what I mean, right?
Yes.
Okay, here. I think both of you are too busy. Yeah? And you feel dry up, okay? You need that. Support is not just the word and not the mental, it's something else as well, physical also. Yep, emotional, yeah.
If we have mortgage, you advise to get rid of it, to pay it, this mortgage?
To pay what, honey?
Mortgage?
Mortgage.
Mortgage.
For flat. So is that your advice to sell this flat and to pay for this mortgage?
Master once said if somebody wants to be on the fifth level, it's better if they don't have debt.
They don't have debt?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. But you have your husband to consider. I don't know if he wants to sell the flat or not. You see?
Yeah.
You don't ask me to decide for your family stuff. How can I say yes or no? It's your husband. You have to talk to him, okay?
Yeah.
Yes. Would he be happy to sell the flat for you? Well, do what you can. Do what you can. It's okay if, I mean, I'm just generally giving you an advice. What is the best? You know, if it were up to me, okay? If it's my life, that I would do the debt-free life, okay? But you're so entangled with so many stuff already. I don't know if you can manage it. If you don't, do it on purpose. And if it's your husband who doesn't want to pay the debt, then you'll be free of karma, okay? But don't try to hint him that, okay, don't sell the house, it doesn't matter, and then let him decide and blame it on him. It's not like that, okay? If anything you can, then you try to tidy up your life. But if you cannot, then you cannot. Eh? All right?
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. What I'm telling you guys is that if you're single, okay, and you're paying a big flat for 2-3 rooms for yourself, for what, yeah? And you could live together with other singles, you know, a compatible initiates who also in the same situation, yeah? Single, no attachment, and have job and nearby. You can live together and go with same car to work in different nearby company or go by bus, something like that. So you pour money in to pay for the flat together. Instead of wasting a 3-room for yourself, a 3-room for himself, and 3-room for the two of the self, and, you know, scattered everywhere and paying a lot of money. And then you earn a lot, but you pay a lot, see? And then you have to work the whole life and still owing mortgage, okay? But if you tidy up and you live together, it's more economizing. Then your life is less burden, huh? You don't have debt, and you have always spare money to do what you want, to go on retreat or to buy other necessity or to help the poor people or just to be free of debt. And to live together, you have support to each other. One day you cook, one day I cook. life is maybe less burdensome, also less lonely, that's all, okay? It's just a suggestion, general guidance, yeah? But you have to consider your own situation is different, huh? Okay?
Yesterday we were talking, sister from Chile and I, and I was telling her that my baby granddaughter is allergic to milk. Yes, and she added that many children are allergic to animal ingredients now. Mm-hmm. Is it possible that nowadays a new kind of children are born?
Yes, maybe. Oh. It's possible that a new race of children are born. It is another possibility that they put too much chemical, into the cow. And that's why the children are allergic. It's another possibility that it's a sign that we should not use anymore. We should not abuse anymore and squeeze so much milk out of them. I mean, normally the cow will be willing to give. Yeah? They're even very happy to produce some milk to some children in case of need. They would do that willingly. But to force the cow to live together in such a squeezing, factory farm, and they cannot even turn around their whole life and squeeze some milk out of them and force them to give more milk with chemical, with medicine, drug and all that, this is inhumane. Some cow give too much milk, they could not even walk anymore. They're too weak. Their bones are falling apart. That is very, very cruel, very inhuman. That's abuse beyond imagination. So maybe some children know that and they just refuse the milk. Give them soya milk, they're okay. Soya milk is good, yeah? All right.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production. Fatal prion diseases transmissible through air or milk. Rabies, anthrax, sleeping sickness, Q fever, norovirus, swine flu, Ebola Reston virus. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children.
Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections and other dangerous bacteria strains.
Blue tongue disease, E. coli, salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, preeclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy appearing livestock.
Food poisoning, heart attack, kidney failure from toxic additives like melamine and clenbuterol.
Some of the costs of meat eating. Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk. Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year. Cancer. Increased childhood cancers and adult reproductive cancers from hormones in meat. Colon rectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year.
Diabetes, 347 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States.
Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal, uses up to 85% of the world's soy, cause world hunger and wars, 80% cause of global warming, plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Cowpox from milking cows. Bacterial microbes, pesticides and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. breast, prostate and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk, listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes and heart disease, linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis, classified as a major allergen, lactose intolerance, plus more.
For help quitting, please visit. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Toda mi vida, yo sabía que iría encontrar una maestra. Tenía conciencia, pero no sabía dónde.
All my life I've been searching for a master, but I didn't know how to and I didn't know where.
Yeah.
Primeiramente, eu buscava em las religiões.
I looked through all religions and here and there. Mm.
E depois, em Brasil mesmo, eu pude encontrar a maestra, que é o mestre dos mestres.
And it was in Brazil itself that I found our master, the master of the masters.
E a minha alma tem consciência de que isso era tudo que eu queria nessa vida.
And my soul is conscious that that's all I ever wanted in my life.
E há uma outra coisa que, como se fosse uma recordação, é quando a mestra lê os ensinamentos. É como se eu recordasse isso.
Oh. Yeah, what?
E quando la maestra habla de los ensinamientos, ella se recuerda como si de repente reviviera todos los ensinamientos.
Ah, okay. And so when Master talks about all the teachings, she remember as yesterday and when she was searching for you.
Uh-huh. Mm. E te agradeço muito, mestre, por tudo isso, por esse encontro com o mestre dos mestres, por esse momento e por todo sempre.
I forever will thank you, Master, for letting me find you.
You're welcome.
E gostaria de fazer pedido, se for possível.
I'd like to ask you something, if you don't mind, please.
Sure. No. Mm-hmm. It's okay.
Master, give me, please, the spiritual name.
The spiritual
Master,
name?
Yes.
Uh-huh. What spiritual name?
She would like to give her a spiritual name.
Uh-huh.
Like.
Oh! Why? You don't have a name?
I have...
What for, honey? Any name you have is fine. Just the name of the body.
El nombre que tienes está bien.
What's your name?
Marta.
Marta.
Marta is very good. Marta is the best helper of Jesus. When Jesus was alive.
Mas,
no?
Nessa encarnação não teria outro.
Nessa encarnação não teria outro nome?
And in this reincarnation, would I have another name, or...?
Why?
Okay.
Why you want another name?
Receber o nome da mãe, da mestra.
Receber o nome pela mãe, da
mestra? Receber o nome pela mãe, pela mestra.
Receber um nome diretamente...
It'd be very nice to receive a name from my mother, master.
Oh, God. This don't mean anything, honey. It doesn't mean anything.
Não significa nada.
Okay, we call her Lutza.
Lutza.
Mean light, huh?
Que significa luz.
Oh, Master, thank
you. Lutz from La Luz, yeah?
Luz, yes.
Lutza.
Lutza.
Okay?
Okay. Okay, thank you, Master.
Otherwise, you'll be naked to eternity.
Thank you.
And don't you dare. Don't even think about it. Okay, what else? Anything else? Is that finished?
Oh, thank you. It's tudo.
Tudo, okay, good. Good. Thank God. What else? The brother in orange. Talk a lot and then I want a name.
I'm from Israel.
Where?
Israel.
Israel. Oh, good.
Yeah. I just wanted to, first of all, to thank you for all the supportive in Israel and the whole region. And we've been there a few weeks ago. And there's actually some sprouting. One sister, she's starting to have a regular group meditation with some convenient method.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of them came through the Master TV.
Yeah.
So something is starting there.
Okay.
And there's also a lot of positive groups of people. It was amazing because we did some interviews.
Yeah.
And there was so much really deep work that people are doing over there.
Yes.
Between Palestinian and Israelis.
Yes.
And between themselves is really, really exciting.
Yes, it is. Huh? They're talking peace every week now.
Yeah.
Every 2-3 weeks. They're really serious about it. And with all the international support for Palestine now, so you both are trying to be good, yeah? And whatever the Palestine need, like financial support, the government of the world is giving a lot now. It has to start somewhere, no? So if both don't start, then it's going to be peace. Yeah? They're really scratching where it itch now. Yeah? Yeah, Palestine needs a lot of help now. Yeah? They've been embargoed for a long time. You know, they really need help. Yeah? Mm. Okay. I'm happy that you see the positive change. It's too slow for me anyway, but it's better than nothing. Okay? Yes. Right. Who else?
El Centro de Chile, maestra, ha sido, después de que usted vimos los videos de Austria y de Hungría, fue un cambio pero absoluto. Todo el centro, los hermanos que hay en Santiago de Chile han trabajado pero a la par. Yo hace un año y medio que solamente soy persona de contacto.
Okay, since the Hungary videos and the Austria videos, the old initiates in Chile, they've been working flat on and they go better and they've been doing it right away.
Oh, good.
Things very diligently and all that stuff. And she's only been a contact person for a year and a half.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Se han hecho trabajos grandes, exposiciones, en las cuales hemos hecho degustación, días completos en las universidades, exposiciones de 15, 20 días.
Oh, good.
They've been on festivals and expositions and all these things, and they've been doing degustations of vegetarian food and
wow,
universities and all that
I'm
stuff.
Impressed because Chile is a young-born, you know, country.
La maestra dice que está impresionada porque
younger than other
Chile es son muy, todavía muy jóvenes y muy nuevos.
Sí, hemos hecho bastantes cosas, pero yo creo que lo más importante es saber ¿para quién estamos trabajando, maestra? Nosotros nos dimos cuenta hace un tiempo atrás que no es solamente la maestra.
They're saying that they have been doing all these things and they know in their heart who they're working for.
Oh.
And they kind of become to realize.
Sino que es Dios el que está representado en usted.
That they're working for God that is represented in you.
Estamos trabajando para Dios y todos los días levantarse y decir que afortunada soy por tener a Dios en mi vida.
Wake up every morning and say thanks that she's doing such a great job and a job that's for God.
Como le digo, soy nueva, un año y medio de contacto, tengo 3 hijos que estudian en la universidad y tengo un marido ciego, pero soy feliz, 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 pues lo tengo todo.
I just want to say that I've been only a year and a half a contact person. I am a married woman. She's a married woman with 3 children and a blind husband, but she's very happy because she thinks she's got everything she needs.
Inclusive uno de mis hijos, son todos del método conveniente, pero uno ya se inició.
She said that all her children are convenient method, and one of them is already and fully initiated.
Yo lo único que pienso y digo es saber realmente quién es y qué es Dios y todo lo demás viene por añadidura, nada más, es lo uno y lo único y te queremos maestra desde Chile pero enormemente y gracias por todo lo que nos das.
I just want to say that I always tell myself that I'm working for God and just want to say that we love you, all love from Chile from everybody.
Thank you, I'm very pleased. I'm very pleased.
La maestra está muy complacida con todos.
It's just that everyone's situation and background is different.
Lo que pasa es que cada uno de nosotros tenemos diferentes situaciones y diferentes culturas.
Yes. And it's very fortunate that you have a very positive outlook.
Es una gran fortuna que estás en esta situación. Contento.
Maybe personality also.
Y tu personalidad te ayuda mucho.
Play some roles in it. Yes. And also family situation.
Y la familia también que te ayuda y te soporta.
Yeah, and friends.
Y los amigos.
Yes. Yes.
Everybody.
I'm very pleased with you and your outlook and your group.
La maestra está muy feliz con todos ustedes.
Okay. I will send the Chilean group something special later.
Pues sí.
So nice to hear such a positive attitude.
Maestra dice que es muy, muy, muy alegre escuchar algo así tan positivo.
Yeah. I wish that everyone can be like that, but you know, different karma, different background, different surrounding, different country, different tradition, make it harder or easier for someone.
Me gustaría que todos fueran como ustedes, pero diferentes culturas, de donde venimos, los amigos, las situaciones y la vida nuestra de todos los días nos hace un poco diferentes a todos.
Yes, even sometimes make it feel hard for me also.
Algunas veces es muy duro para mí también.
But I still do it.
Yo aún sigo.
Yeah, yes. Even if they feel hard, but they still do it.
Aún si ellos se sienten un poco forzados, aún siguen para adelante.
And that's what good about them.
Eso es lo que me gusta de ellos.
Yeah. Yes. I hope you'll be contact person for a long time.
Espero que siga siendo contacto por mucho tiempo.
For a long time.
Una de las cosas que les dije yo a los hermanos cuando fui persona a contacto, que no podía ser que siempre la contacto era la persona que hasta limpiaba el baño en el centro.
One of the things that I said to the everybody at the center is that the contact person is not the person that always cleaning or keeping the center up.
Yeah.
Y todos quedaron con trabajos, hay trabajos de aseo, trabajos de cocina, trabajos de televisión, yeah. Traducción, tenemos traductores que trabajan para el libro y para el canal.
Wow. So she distributed every single job in the center, including translators that are translating for the books and the channel.
Mm-hmm. Y pienso que somos muy felices, maestra, porque nos dimos cuenta, como le digo, después de Hungría hubo un cambio.
I think we're very happy, and I just want to tell you that since Hungary, we turn around.
Gracias, maestra.
¿Por qué?
Why Hungary?
¿Por qué?
Sí.
Porque nos dimos cuenta que no era simplemente la maestra, sino que era Dios.
Because we realized it wasn't just the master, we're doing it for God.
Oh, wonderful. Thank God.
Maravilloso. Thank God. Gracias a Dios.
Wonderful. I am very happy that you have good company and that your whole group changed the concept inside. And that's important. They have to change from inside. The concept have to change.
La maestra está muy feliz que ustedes cambiaron y que el cambio haya venido desde aquí, desde dentro del corazón.
That's very important.
Muy importante.
But unfortunately, not everybody can change like that. They all know about Hungary, but they don't change. So I'm very happy for your group. I'm very pleased.
Desafortunadamente muchos saben de lo de Hungría y la maestra, pero muchos no han cambiado. Solamente saben.
And I'm also pleased with every other group in different way. Yes.
Y la maestra
the
está
one
muy feliz.
That changed. Yes.
La maestra está muy feliz con todos los que han cambiado.
And the one is not changed. I am also happy somehow.
Y con los que no han cambiado también estoy feliz.
Yeah, at least they are still vegetarian and they still have faith, you know, they save themselves at least, so I don't have to fish them out from hell.
Porque a lo menos están siguen siendo vegetarianos y pues se van a salvar y yo no tengo que preocuparme por ellos en pescarlos otra vez.
At least they save themselves, eh? A less job for me, for us.
Con todo esto, maestra, que se hizo en Chile, salió una empresa nueva.
With everything that we've done in Chile, a new enterprise kind of have been born.
Con las publicaciones, con las publicaciones del canal y todo.
Yeah, a new company has kind of born.
Es una empresa que se dedica a la comida de niños vegetarianos, porque han sucedido muchos casos en Chile de niños que no quieren comer carne.
It's a company that kind of takes care of the children that are vegetarian, because in, lately in Chile has been a kind of a new wave of vegetarian children that don't want to eat any animal.
Wow.
Things.
Se venden los colados igual que se venden para los niños común y corriente, pero se venden para niños vegetarianos.
They sell the porridge for vegetarian children, as similar as the one that's with the animal things in it.
Yes, but without animal.
Without the animal things for the vegetarian.
Igual los dos diarios ahora también han hecho muchas publicaciones gratis porque se dan cuenta que desde que está la maestra venden mucho.
A journal to publish about the SMTV.
Yes.
And now because their sales increased, they kind of doing for us for free.
Oh. Yes. Mucho gracias. She have to let us know so we can thank them on TV. You see the whole list of the journalists and newspaper that help us free and all that. We thank them all. We see the whole world supporting. You see the list is impressive.
Tienes que coger los nombres de los que te están ayudando, de los periódicos que te están ayudando, para que agradecerles en el canal.
Did you tell Supreme Master this?
Ya lo hicieron. Mandaron material a los dos diarios, donde en uno salió completamente de portada y reportaje, y le mandaron de la asociación DVD, libro y una torta que tuve que hacer yo para regalar.
Oh, she already reported to the SMTV and they, okay, they sent some books back and she baked a cake for
okay
them.
Okay, and thanked them and everything. Okay, and it's on the list? Okay, on the list, good.
Yeah,
then
the
it's
list.
Fine, that's fine. I just want to make sure that we thank them, you know.
La maestra quiere asegurarse que les agradeceremos en el canal.
The supportive news
están
media.
Están ayudando.
Oh, it's a long list, huh? Okay. The whole world is supporting. At least the media is supporting. It's very heartwarming, no? We have to thank them. Yeah, okay. It's very good for Chile.
Muy bien por Chile.
Yeah.
A couple things came to me over the last 6 months or so about how to get more people interested.
Because yes.
The Western-minded people, which I'm
yes
familiar with more than anybody else, because
yes
that's where I'm from.
Right.
They always need some kind of proof, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think that would ever be possible to come up with a way to prove it to people, the validity of a path or not.
To prove?
Prove the validity of a path, or that
oh
a spiritual path could, you
okay
know.
Okay.
But I read this book recently called Power Versus Force, and
mm-hmm
this guy, he does applied kinesiology,
mm-hmm,
which is a way to calibrate the truth of a statement or not.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a lot of popularity in this country, I know for sure. And he also came up with a calibration system about how to calibrate the relative truth of a path. So he did calibrations about Christianity when Jesus was still alive.
Mm-hmm.
And his calibrations are from 1 to 1,000, meaning 1,000 being the absolute truth.
Yes.
So at the beginning, Christianity was 1,000. So after the centuries, you know, went on and the teaching got altered,
mm-hmm,
he literally calibrated how the truth diminished in that path based
right
on the changes that were made
yeah
in that.
Yeah.
So a lot of people have this information, and I was thinking to somehow, you know, send them your name and what we're doing,
mm-hmm,
and if they could calibrate it at 1,000, you know, which they would because that's what it is.
Oh, I see.
Then in a lot of people's minds, that would be proof
mm-hmm
that of the validity of that path, and that would increase interest, at least in the Western-minded people.
Okay, what about to do? You want to pay him to do that?
No, he would do it for free. He tests,
oh, really?
He tests things all the time. Like the idea here is that this is like a fail-proof system that
mm-hmm
you can calibrate different people
mm-hmm
regardless of their belief system. The way it works is it's through muscle testing, which mm you hold your arm out and they...
Mm. So I have to go there and put
my
arm out?
No, you don't have to do anything. They'll test,
uh-huh,
you know, random subjects, you know, until they get an answer that they feel satisfied with.
Oh.
And they go through, it's a very vigorous kind of scientific process that they go through to do this. And, you know, if it came out, and which I'm sure it would,
mm,
then this man is all about promoting the highest truth, so he would do that.
Oh.
Which would, you know, definitely increase
Why
interest.
Didn't he know about us yet?
I have no idea.
Maybe he knew, maybe he already calculating.
I don't know, but I was going to call up and, you know, it can't hurt to ask.
So maybe.
I'll do that.
Maybe you try to do it for fun. What if you say no and then you fail, right?
No. Well, I mean, I'm with you, but you okay. know, I mean, I'm just trying to get more people with you.
I understand. But you see, it's not about proving ourselves, eh? Sure. Maybe it's nice to be proved also. But the people, they have to have yearning in their heart. You see, when they're yearning, then God would send something to them. You know, there's one guy, you know how he found me? All the way in India. He never met me until last time I allowed him to come to retreat. He was in India and then he found a booklet that somebody threw it. And he took the leaflet, come home, read it, and that's how he fly and get initiation. He's so happy. It's nice to be proof and all that, yeah? But if people do not believe, if people do not yearn for God, I'm not sure if it's just for fun, that's all. You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean.
Yeah.
But there's also another way to reach a different group of people, which I'm for sure that would work. I don't know if you've heard of this prophecy or not, but the native people in this country have a prophecy about white buffalo calf woman.
Yes.
And I have a native friend, and she learned the convenient method, actually. And one time we were in her car just talking about it, and I didn't really know that much about it, too many details.
Yes.
And I just got this, like, shoot of electricity up my spine, and it just occurred to me that it's you.
Yeah? How?
I don't know, but I feel like, you know, because they're looking for a person who's not in their culture who will come to, like, show them the true way.
Understand. Suddenly you got that revelation.
Yeah, it wasn't even like, I spit it out, you know, it just came out of my mouth. And I have a really strong affinity with the native people.
Yes.
And I don't know how to go about that or how I would, you know, approach that, but
yeah,
I really feel like they would respond very strongly to that.
Yes.
And I think that it would, I mean, and they're very sincere people. And
yes, they are. And they're very honest. And, you know, one time I was working with a guy in the Malibu Beach because we were praying for the safety of people, the fire at that time in the United States. Mm-hmm. And there was one guy named Juan Wolf, and he invited me to his ceremony with his followers in America and all that. And he said, the elders have a message for me. Say, what you're doing is good, and God sent you, something like that. Yeah. But, you know, that's it, you know. They do what they do, and I do what I do. Even remember last time there was a Korean guy who analyzed hair or something like that and said that I'm all completely enlightened, something like that. But still, okay, they do what they do, and I do what I do. I don't know any grand effect come out of that. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
Also, I guess because only some disciples know about it, and they take it for granted that we already know anyway, you know, that Master is enlightened, what's new, yeah? And the outside people, they don't have a chance to know it anyway, so with proof or not proof, you know, only the disciples know about it because they yearn for it and they get response. And outside people, sometimes they know it, but they still don't follow. That's the problem, because they don't yearn for God. Really, it's very good all you were thinking. It's just, well, you do what you do, okay? You do what you can and what you think is good, yeah? But the outcome, don't be disappointed if nothing come out of it.
Sure.
That's the problem, because humans are like that, you see? Thousands and thousands of years, Master comes and go, and they only ask for miracle, and bravo, and then go home. When I went to lecture, many times people at that moment, see the light all over the lecture hall, yeah? And they see themselves, who I am, and I have light and all that, and still they don't get initiation, baby. Not the people who see it get initiation. The people who don't see come for initiation and stay. I always wonder. Yeah, sometimes people, they don't make use of the gift of their knowledge, or the gift of the warning, or the gift of premonition to them. They just pass it by, okay, she has light all over her, so what? You know, and then that's it. Go home, forget all about it. Then husband and wife and children and mortgage and insurance and then finito. Yeah, I'm forgotten altogether. Yeah, they ask for miracle even. A lot of people who come to lecture, yeah, just show me a sign and I follow her. Show me a sign that she's a master or something. And they got plenty. And they still don't do anything about it. They say, oh, it's just coincidence. Maybe just something wrong with my eyes. Yeah, something like that, you know, or with their eyes. Yeah, a lot of people, even the people who spoke about it, you know, right, in the theater. But they are not the one always come for initiation.
Sure. But I think with at least with the native people, because I know they're waiting and they're
longing. Okay, okay. You go and connect with them. Yeah. Maybe they have a way of divination that they know what you say is the truth. Okay? Yes. Anything else, honey? I appreciate what you are thinking. Yeah. At least you are really devoted and think of the way to do it. You do what you think is best and see how it comes. Yeah? Okay? At least for your satisfaction that you carry out what you think. All right? Otherwise, you keep thinking forever and it's nagging you and you're tired of thinking.
Téléspectateurs attentionnés, merci d'avoir été parmi nous pour cet épisode d'Entre Maîtres et Disciples. Rendez-vous à nouveau samedi pour la troisième partie de notre émission intitulée « Ce que possèdent réellement les pratiquants spirituels ». Restez avec nous sur Supreme Master Télévision pour le monde des animaux et nos cohabitants. C'est dans quelques instants, plus la musique céleste, élevez votre cœur et esprit. Considered viewers, thank you for watching today's episode of Between Master and Disciples. Join us again on Saturday for part 3 of our program entitled The True Possession of Spiritual Practitioners. Please stay tuned to Supermaster Television. Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants is coming up next. May celestial music uplift your heart and mind.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.